Welcome to Ital is Vital, your natural health and wellness stop. Hi everyone, this is Julie. Thank you for stopping by to share with me today. I hope you're having a fantabulous day today, and I hope all is going well for you thus far. And in today's podcast, I'm just going to go right into it. We'll be talking about hepatitis in children. And I've been seeing stories about this in the alternate media for some time, and I've been meaning to do a podcast on this. And so I'll be looking at some sources as it pertains to the stories that are coming out as it pertains to the hepatitis. And looking at the parents' website, they printed a story. This was updated on May 2nd, 2022, and it's titled CDC Warns About Severe Hepatitis Cases in Children. And it goes on to say dozens of children have been affected by severe hepatitis across the country, and this is the U.S., and experts are working to figure out the cause of the unusual liver inflammation. And they're calling it unusual because they're saying they don't know what the cause of it is, and that the usual causes of hepatitis, they cannot attribute it. So now, basically, I'm going on back to what they have written here. They said, health officials are sounding the alarm after several cases of acute hepatitis were reported in children recently. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention issued a nationwide advisory on April 21, urging doctors to watch out for the unusual liver inflammation. And we also saw some reporting on some other sites, for example, CNN Health. They have an article titled Global Toll of Sudden Mysterious Hepatitis in Children Rises to 650 Cases. And this was updated May 27, 2022. And they go on to say the World Health Organization reported Friday that there are at least 650 cases of sudden and unexplained hepatitis in young children under investigation in 33 countries, an increase of 36 cases over the last international update about a week ago. Another 99 cases are awaiting classification. And so one thing I will say with this article, it is coded. It is heavily coded, and until you understand that they do speak in numbers, you won't get what I'm saying, so I won't really go into that, but this article is heavily coded. Now, when we look at the World Health Organization website itself, and the article that I'm checking was dated 27 May 2022, and it's titled Acute Hepatitis of Unknown Etiology in Children, Multi-Country. And the subheading is Outbreak at a Glance. And I'll get back to that shortly. They say it here, 650 probable cases of acute hepatitis of unknown etiology in children have been reported to WHO, which is the World Health Organization, from 33 countries in 5 World Health Organization regions between 5th April and 26th May 2022, the etiology of this severe acute hepatitis remains unknown and under investigation. The cases are more clinically severe and a higher proportion develops acute liver failure compared with previous reports of acute hepatitis of unknown etiology in children. Now, they labeled this outbreak at a glance, and let me tell you why I think they have done this. Because they will come with a story telling the public that these, as soon as the numbers start to go up and up more, they will be telling people that it is caused from some virus. Now, depending on how widespread it is, they'll tell you that, oh, it's a somewhat rare virus, or it's a, more common, or something that is spreading. That's what they will do, because virus has been the weapon for a long time, because people, we have been sold a story of viruses which don't exist. And because we have been sold a story of viruses, everything that occurs, people naturally thinks, oh, it's virus, it must be some sort of virus. And the unfortunate thing about this is, for those people who really and truly were in the medical and the scientific arena, who and parents, etc., who might be, their intentions might be well, they might be well intended. When they believe in a virus, it cheats them out of actually exploring the true cause of a disease. Because when you can label a virus, you don't look at what is really and truly causing the problem. And this is what the World Health Organization basically, and as I noted, that outbreak at a glance. So they're going to tell people it's a virus that's causing this, because why have they labeled it outbreak? Because they're going to say that it's caused from a virus. That is why. And we can go on to, and the numbers have increased since, because in a report, this was an article from Reuters, and this was from 24 June 2022. They noted that 33 countries have reported 920 probable cases of severe acute hepatitis in children so far, a jump of 270 from May, the World Health Organization said on Friday. And they have noted that most of these cases come from the United Kingdom, and also second in line, the United States of America. But of course, there have been smaller numbers being reported in different cases, different countries rather. And I don't believe these numbers are true. I think it's way more than this. And because when you look at the numbers, as I noted, there's a lot of symbolism in the numbers. And so I know it's not the true numbers. And so that's the first thing. And the second thing is that I've heard, like, doctors and scientists, etc., trying to speculate as to what is causing this. We hear the World Health Organization basically saying they don't know what is the cause of these cases of unusual hepatitis, acute hepatitis in children. And it's and even doctors, I heard some people are referring to, they're looking at genetic components, and I'm thinking to myself, is this for real? Why are you looking at genetic components? This is from the vaccine. This is undoubtedly from the vaccine. And I will continue to have that perspective unless I am given unrefutable evidence otherwise. Because when you look at the pattern of how these cases have been developing in recent times, and where they are, we are seeing most of these cases, are these places where they started giving children the COVID-19 vaccine. There are some countries where they hadn't started giving children per se, or giving very small number. But when it comes to the UK, the United States of America, these are some of the countries where we see more a higher number of children being given these vaccines. And this is really cause for concern, because we saw that the FDA recently authorized Pfizer COVID booster dose for children ages 5 to 11 years old. So here we are having a situation where children are getting vaccines, coming up with these weird cases, and these are not the only cases of disease that we are seeing in children. There are issues of blood clot, myocarditis, and a number of other health conditions that we see children developing more in recent times. So to me, myself looking on, it's obvious that it is the vaccine. It could be the vaccine full on. It could be the vaccine in combination with all these other vaccines that children are being given. How many people know what's in the vaccine? You ask the average parents who will take their child to be given these vaccines. They can't tell you what's in the vaccine. They don't know what's in them. They don't know the side effects of the ingredients in the vaccine. There has never been a study with how vaccine interact with each other as to whether they have been giving children all these doses of vaccines that continue to increase over the years. And some countries, children even get more vaccines than others. But there has never been a study to show what the true effects of these vaccines have been, or a study to show how vaccines may interact with each other negatively, whether in the short term or over time, over a period of years, etc. That has never been done. And now you add this new so-called vaccine that is, they're calling a vaccine, but it's actually not a vaccine, this mRNA injection that they're given to people at this time, and where the children are being vaccinated or being given these jabs now, and they don't know what the consequences are. And now they're trying to tell us, oh, children are developing this, but we don't know. But yet still, the FDA still went and authorized for Pfizer to give COVID boosters to children ages 5 to 11, when we know, based on the Pfizer reports that have been released, that hepatitis is one of the numerous side effects that have been highlighted. And so it is up to you. I'm telling you, it's up to you to protect your children. The unfortunate thing is that people keep putting their trust in government, they keep putting their trust in doctors. You have to become the government of your life, the main doctor of your life, meaning that you don't just take the word of what governments say they're doing what's best for you. You don't just take the words of what doctors or scientists say they're doing for you. Do your own research. And ask yourself the question, when have these cases developed? How long have these cases existed? Have there ever been a time in history when we have seen these cases increase or are increasing to the degree that we are seeing now? What is the cause of this? What has changed in recent times? These are the things we need to look at. And you will see clearly as you begin to ask these questions that one of the fundamental things is the so-called vaccine that is not a vaccine that is being administered to children. And it is being done under the guise of health and wellness. And it is being presided over by institutions and various arms of government. As far as I can see, these hepatitis cases are being induced by the so-called vaccine, by this jab that children are being given, and more are being pushed onto children. And they're also looking to start give children as young as 6 months. Are you kidding me? Wake up, people, wake up. Because many of you are going to lose your children, or your children are going to get so ill in some instances, they'll be scarred for life. We're seeing cases of hepatitis, but what else is manifesting in these children's body as a result of being given these chemical concoctions? It has been an onslaught on the children from the moment they come out of the womb. One vaccine after another vaccine after another vaccine. None have been properly tested. The long-term ramifications of none of them have been evaluated. And I dare you to show me the reports where it says otherwise, because there haven't really been any. And when we look at research, when we look at information that is being put out there as it pertains to vaccine, you cannot look at or take information that is being given to you by the manufacturers of the vaccine. And so I'm saying to you as parents, I'm saying to you as guardians, the onus is on you to investigate. The onus is on you to check. The onus is on you to ask questions. And don't stop asking until you get answers that you're satisfied with. How can we be okay with administering these chemicals to children? How can we be okay with that? Where is the research to show that this is okay? Since some of you will not do anything or claim you will not do anything without science, because that's what has led a lot of people to accept what is being told to them is science. Well, look at the science objectively. So I will leave on this. I probably will delve into these stories a bit more, but I will say this, protect your children, look out for your children, stand up for your children, whether they be your children that you birth, your nephews, your nieces, your guardians, your adopted children, whomever they are, protect the children. It is your responsibility to protect any child that is under your care. And signing your child up for a experimental shot is not protecting your child. It's not protecting them at all. Because when you willingly allow the establishment to inject into your child things that you don't even know what they are, what are you saying? If someone come and give you something and say, gives you something in a vial and say, give this to your child to drink, you probably question it. So why don't you question the doctors? And that's the problem. Why don't you question the doctors? Why don't you question the sciences? Why don't you question the government? That's because you think they're above you. No one is above you. No one is above you. And I kid you not, there are many parents out there who know a lot more about health than the doctors they go see, because they make it a point of duty, their point of duty, to understand the information, to research the information, to study the information, to ask questions, to try to answer those questions. It's imperative that you do that. The health and wellness of your child is dependent on this. And I'll close with that. And, be the change. Be the change you'd like to see in this world. Have a fantabulous day. Ta-ta.
Welcome to Ital is Vital, your natural health and wellness stop.